Welcome to the Keep Yourself Texas podcast, and my name is Michael Roth, and normally I'm the one to host these podcasts, but today I'm going to let Kelly Doherty, our brand manager over here at Keep Yourself, she's going to take over, and she has a very special guest, and it's going to make all the more sense in a little bit, but I just wanted to give a quick introduction to them, and hope you enjoy.
To be the journalist.
Well, thank you, Mike, and welcome to the Keep Yourself podcast. I'm Kelly, and here with Corey Moore with iTry365 of Tyler, and her business encourages and empowers women to grow beyond their comfort zone. So I can appreciate that because I'm beyond my comfort zone right now on video. So, but iTry365 is organizing the Diva Do Duathlon at the Vineyard this Saturday. Because before I ever met you, I didn't know what a duathlon was. So can you like kind of explain that
sure.
to folks?
Yeah, so a duathlon is an endurance sport that encompasses, and it comes in a few different forms, but the most common is a run of whatever distance, and we have a sprint in Olympic on Saturday, but it's usually a run followed by a bike ride followed by another run.
Okay.
So this Saturday we'll have a mile and a half run followed by a 10-mile bike and then another mile and a half run for our sprinters. Our Olympic distance athletes will do 3 miles, and then they'll bike for 25, and then they'll do another 3, so.
Bike for 25 miles. Okay, I'm intimidated, but I'm interested. How would I proceed? What gear would I need if I was
Well, you need a bicycle, you need a helmet, but actually we offer a relay option. So if you happen to be a cyclist and your friend isn't, but they're a runner, you can team up.
Okay.
So you let the runner do the run portion, and the cyclist does the cycling portion.
Okay.
So you don't have to do
both.
So
I can hire out for help.
You could hire out if
you
need to.
I'm very excited about that. How did you get into this business? I know, and who did you start it with?
Okay, so I got in the business because I started doing, I've always been a long distance runner since I was a young child, but as an adult I got into cycling and ultimately into triathlons, thanks to my husband, who is also who I started this business with, along with several really good friends of ours. So it was more about lifestyle. That's how it started. We were at races all the weekends we were doing something, whether it was a half marathon or an Ironman or a sprint distance triathlon. And strangely, oddly enough, this is a fun fact that most people don't know about me. I have never done a duathlon. Yeah, fun fact.
You don't have
from
time.
The race director.
Running around organizing it, yeah.
Putting on a duathlon, and I've never done one. I've only done the tries with the water. But we got started because and it's the funny story, because we were sitting around drinking. I was drinking wine. That's always when the stories start. We were drinking and talking about races and how there's not a timing company in our area.
Right, right. So the chip timing.
Yeah,
right.
The chip timing. And then I got into coaching. And so it sort of just kind of came together. We started in the coaching side. We added the timing. And then it was kind of a natural evolution to just bring in our own events. And so we started planning other events, and my best friend and I, who's also my business partner, another night, happened to be drinking some Keep Yourself
wine.
We should do a duathlon out of Keep Yourself. And that's how this race was born.
Oh, you mentioned coaching.
Yes.
So I don't have to be an expert. I can be a beginner at this. What does it look like, the coaching?
So I don't coach anymore, but this race is specifically, it was started and specifically designed to encourage beginners.
Okay.
So we don't push the competitive side of the race.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously anyone can come out and push and go as hard as they want to,
yeah.
but we don't make a thing about who's winning and the awards.
Right.
We don't make a big hoopla about that.
Right.
The idea is it is a safe place to do something new, to try something for the first time.
Yeah.
So we make the sprint distance small enough that somebody, even if they're, say, out of shape, they can walk a mile and a half until they get to their
right,
bike.
Right.
10 miles is pretty much doable for anyone,
okay.
Even if they're just starting out. You might get sore from sitting on the saddle because you haven't done that before.
Right.
But, the course is open long enough that you can take your time. And then once you get back, and walk back in. And so when we started this originally, when I was coaching, I really wanted to spend a lot of time with the beginners and help them through this. And that has evolved into us always having clinics leading up to the event that teaches women how to use their bike, how to change flat tires, how to ride in a group. We take them out on the course, so we have people who, you know, will take you out on the sprint distance, and some, if you want to do the Olympic, you can. The idea being that we want to hold your hand through the process so that you feel like you're supported.
Much appreciated.
Right? And that it's doable. And so I think most of the barriers to entrance is the feeling of this intimidation factor that you're going to show up to a race and all these pros are going to be out there and you're going to feel like the idiot that doesn't know how to do anything.
Exactly.
So we really cover those bases in clinics and sometimes with videos ahead of time. But we, I mean, there's always somebody there. We don't say you're going to get disqualified if somebody helps you. Or it's not about that. It's about coming out, being encouraged, being around other women who are doing things outside their comfort zones.
Stretching,
And just getting it done and doing it and being proud of yourself.
You can, if you're not going to participate, please also come and cheer other women on.
You wouldn't believe how much of a difference it makes.
It does. It's encouraging.
It's huge.
So, no official awards, but you have something there that's
good
to share.
Yeah, so we give awards, but we don't do like an award ceremony. Yeah. We just say if you place, you know, go and collect your award. But this is our medal. So we try and do a different medal each year. And so that's the Diva Do medal for this year. It says Empowered Women Empower Women. And so we're also having some shirts made that say that. And this is on the commemorative wine label that I try had done. And we also have a little, what did I call that, a charm. So if someone wanted to put that on a charm bracelet or a necklace
Pairs well with James Avery. Yeah,
there you go. Or give it to your daughter or make it a gift. But it's, we're really excited about this.
That is beautiful.
This medal.
Yeah. And so everyone that participates gets one.
Everyone gets a medal.
Okay. Yes. Great. What brings you the most joy in doing this? I know there's exhaustion, but I know there's joy. So what is it that hits you the most there?
It's usually after the event and somebody will leave a review or they'll send an email and they will tell us that it was the first time they've ever been to an event where women were telling them that they could do it. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things as outside seeing women accomplish this is seeing other women lift other women up. Mm-hmm. And for some ladies, that's an unusual experience. They're not used to that. They're used to, in all, it has nothing to do with sports, in work or in life, feeling judged or feeling like you're competing for space or recognition. And we'll have women write in saying, you know, I was encouraged the whole way. There were women I didn't even know telling me I was doing a great job and I had this. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I think we get fulfilled from that. And then the other one, you know, has a lot to do with, you know, I never knew what it meant to make time for myself. Or I'd never taken the time to come and do something like this, and I realized how important I am now. So those really, like, hit you in the face.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's, like, because at the end of the day, you're like, why am I doing this? I'm so tired. I'm not getting any sleep. And then all of those, you know,
you're not just raising kids, you're raising a lot of empowered women in this
community. It makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Even if it's just a handful, you know. But we hope that it trickles into other aspects of their life. Yeah. And they get empowered and they choose to try something new, you know, whether it's going after a job they've never gone after or, you know, saying no to something that they should have been saying no to.
Having boundaries.
Yeah. Keeper Salt has been...
What is the connection?
I met the family originally as the president of the local bike club, Tyler Bicycle Club. And so I knew events happened out here because of the Beauty and the Beast. And then there was also another run that you guys had out here. And so when we had this idea, my thought was, because my experience with the cycling was directly related to you guys.
Right.
But I think I came out one day to the winery, and I had never been to the winery, and that's what was just like, oh my gosh, if women could come out here and see this. And then that's when I approached Marnell about it and had asked and talked to Pierre about it, and it was a great fit.
Yeah.
It's run by women, it's, I mean, my favorite wines, it's one of my favorite places. And that's another thing that's really awesome to hear. People are like, I never knew this was out here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's the best kept secret. Just tell them I sent you. You know, but it's the relationship that we have had with you guys has been more like a family partnership.
It's like a sister business.
It really
feels like
is.
To us, yeah.
It really is. Thank because you. I'll run into something and I'm like, Marno, what am I going to do about it? You know, and I can pick up the phone and problem solve without it me worrying about looking like I'm being vulnerable.
Right. Yeah,
or I don't
you
have
can just be honest in
yeah.
both ways. Yeah.
Exactly. And cool. that's, you don't get business relationships. A lot of times you don't get that.
Yeah.
And I think that's rare and it's something to be appreciated in, you know. Kept sacred.
Yeah. You've worked with a few other local businesses. How have they bolstered up the event or highlighted you?
We get a lot of local support, especially the athletic community.
Yeah.
Our athletic community is phenomenal, but the running community, cyclists, mountain bikers, all of them. But our local shops help us promote.
Yeah.
The guys in the community are, I think, some of our biggest cheerleaders because they want to see more women in the sport.
Right.
So I get a lot of support with local businesses two ways. One, it's a women-specific demographic. So there are a lot of people who want to be around women
mm-hmm.
because
sure.
we shop and a lot
right.
of times we're the decision makers when we buy things. But the other side of that is it's something that in East Texas you don't see a lot of. That more in the major metropolitan areas you'll see women specific events
right
but here not as much and I think that the community we get a lot of support both in exposure but also in you know donations or sponsorships
right.
because they see that it's more there's a mission behind it
right
and so I think that helps but we have a great community in East Texas
yeah. But you did touch on guys being cheerleaders. So there are gentlemen cheerleaders on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
My husband is the
and
biggest
And some are dressed
one.
Up.
Yes, in bows or tutus or
fun.
Tiaras.
Okay.
That would be Ryan. Yes. He'll be out there. He'll be out there on Saturday. So you'll get to who knows what you'll be wearing or doing or saying.
Okay.
You never know.
We'll get video on that,
You
right?
try to get video
Get
of
video
that.
Of Ryan.
It'll
okay.
Be, it'll be worth it. It's always worth it.
And you had mentioned we've got places for people to still sign up, the 5K. Speak to that
yeah.
a little bit.
So a lot of times you might feel it's too late to sign up for the duathlon because of the cycling part of this. But we also have the 5K, and anybody can do that. And
yeah.
I get this question a lot, and it kind of blows me away. But yes, you can walk the 5K.
Right.
So people associate, you know,
it
with the 5K that you
still, yeah.
have to come and run it,
yeah.
and you don't. This is what I call the diva do. I say, it's an excuse to drink wine and have a party.
Right.
We just, the race is the necessary evil. It's like just the part that we have to do. So just walk the 5K so that you can
earn
your wine.
It's a means to an end. Okay,
right,
gotcha.
And have your abuelos. Because abuelos also has been a phenomenal
yeah.
support since day one. They have been bringing food out here for this event.
Yes.
And it's... You know, they're a scratch kitchen, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, you know, amazing food. And the women really appreciate being able to come
yes.
and have the wine and then have the food.
Yeah,
so.
We originally didn't think people were going to drink right after running, but they do.
They
yes,
do.
And
Absolutely.
Eat. It's all good.
Yes.
It's all allowed. Pair whatever you want with abuelos, too. So
Absolutely. And, you know, we do the Vitmosas in the sangria.
Mm-hmm.
That's turned into, like, a signature drink for us. And
yes.
It's supposed to be nice, but everybody's still usually hot when they get done, so
right.
that is so refreshing.
Right.
So it's amazing.
And we do have a surprise for them in their bags. Wine,
oh,
a wine
nice.
Surprise in their bags, so
yes.
see what that is.
Yes.
What other details do we need to know that I'm forgetting, times, or...
Yeah, so register, you can go to the itry365.com website, or divadoo.love, and you can still register for the 5K, or any of it, but if you're kind of waiting last minute... and you only feel comfortable, the registration will be open all the way through Friday night, for sure. But the Olympics going to start at 8 o'clock, and then depending on how big our fields are, I usually have break up the sprints into two different groups. And so we stagger the start times. The 5K,
right.
I think, won't go off until around 8:20 or 8:25.
Okay.
We start down at Newby, so if you're coming, packet pickup is at the winery on Friday night. Race day, do not come to the winery. race day. Go
good
to
point.
Newbie.
Yes, thank you.
On Dorsey, so that's always something that we.
Yeah, so you'll have signs out where the parking is. It's going to be up for
race
day.
Yeah, we'll have parking attendants out there, and we usually put somebody at the top. But I always try and reiterate, packet pickup, yes, come to the winery. That's where you want to be. But on race day, that is not where you go. Even everybody tries to, but that is not where
because
you go.
Because you've got to transition there to the bikes.
Yes,
exactly. Is that a separate location? Okay.
Yeah. And then the trolleys.
Yes.
People love the trolleys. It's like the charm. So don't freak out because we start so far away from the winery because after you're done with your wine and your food and all the fun, you guys run trolleys.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get you back.
So charming.
Old-fashioned
yes.
style to yes. your car.
All the way back. So. And, you know, I'll throw in this little line here, but, you know, you guys have the tours. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're probably already booked up with the bed and breakfast, the actual rooms, but they have the bed and breakfast out here, the restaurant's out here, which is amazing. But you can stick around for the tour.
Sure.
Right?
And we've got a 2 o'clock tour and a 4 o'clock tour. And
which is so worth it. Because the distillery is out here, and don't be afraid to bring your husband.
Behind the scenes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get to taste the rum and the vodka and the bourbon.
Yes.
And so that's also, and I discovered the chocolates the other day. Haven't had them yet, but I found them.
Oh my gosh, you haven't had them?
The infused chocolates.
Like, there's chocolate, then there's a sugar encrusted part, and then there's either wine, barrel 33, or there's like rum, bourbon, or vodka.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk to you guys about maybe getting that for my corkscrew people. Yeah, okay. So Fresh has a great patio.
Mm-hmm.
They have great playgrounds,
yeah.
live music. That's a good place, especially if you have kids that are running around acting like little banshees. You want to sit down and eat and let them be the little minions running around. Fresh is a great place to do that. True Vine's also another good place to do that, which is the local brewery. Because I have small kids. They're smallish, 9 and 11, about to be. Fresh is easier, and I'm close to it because they can go run around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, date nights is when you get to go to bed early, you know, so you don't, you don't go out. The Forbes article.
How did that make you feel, you know?
That was huge. I hired a coach out of New York, Julia Pimsler, with Million Dollar Women. I read a book that really stuck with me because I was trying to understand how to build the business.
Yeah.
And so she's a female solopreneur who built this massive business. And so I hired her. And through that process, got in touch with a writer with Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
Build Your Own Network is a book that she wrote and got into that. But that was women lifting up other women.
Right.
So it wasn't diva-do specific,
yeah.
But it was me still working with other women who were trying to help propel that. And I mean, like it or not, we're at a disadvantage and we have been the minority for a long time. So it takes somebody being at a much higher place to help other women, you know,
lift them up.
Mm-hmm. So what is that? High tide raises all ships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one of those things. But that was really, I mean, that was awesome. That was definitely one of the highlights of my career so far in the event management side. But I think that article was more a testament to being a part of other women who are driven and purposely and intentionally trying
to... Right, it's
not
promotion, it's just...
Yeah, they're truly trying to help each other, so...
Yeah.
That was a big accomplishment, but I can't, you know, take credit for that. The credit I would take for that was just being smart enough to join the ranks with women who are doing things way bigger than I am, so...
Well, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to Saturday and a much...
Well, thanks for having me.
Much longer future with both of us ahead.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. And we have regular business on Saturday at the tasting room. So come out and see us. And tours at 2 and 4.